WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Four Houston men are in jail after their arrests on charges they stole more than $1 million in jewelry from 13 College Station homes during the last 2 months.
According to a police department memo to local judges, the group's also accused of numerous burglaries targeting College Station's Indian and Asian communities 2 years ago. In the latest cases, they're accused of striking homes on Wednesdays and Fridays between 10:30 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. The arrest followed a high-speed chase in the rain Friday morning with one of two suspect SUVs. That ended in a crash at Welborn Road and Greens Prairie Trail. The second suspect vehicle was located in the parking lot of College Station Medical Center. It contained glass from a window that was broken to gain entry into a house that morning. The group, three of who have ties to the South American country of Colombia, are held on bonds of $250,000 each. One of them is also being held for immigration authorities. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police is looking for a man accused of starting a fight Halloween night that ended with gunfire. Officers were told the victim, in fear for his safety after he was threatened with a golf club, responded by going to his truck, getting his gun, and firing one shot into the air. At least 40 people were involved in the disturbance at a home near Holloman South and Kane Road. No injuries were reported. A Brazos County District Court jury worked late Friday afternoon to decide punishment for a Bryan man they found guilty of murder. The jury spent 3.5 hours before deciding a 40-year sentence for 41-year-old Sosimo Gonzalez. He was convicted of shooting Andres Tulip and Alosa just over 2 years ago in the parking lot of a Bryan apartment complex. That followed a confrontation at a College Station nightclub. The jury also issued a $10,000 fine. More than 3 weeks after a Brazos County District Court jury convicted Gabriel Hall of capital murder and sentenced him to be executed for the death of a College Station man, some records remain blocked to public access. Lawyers representing Hall told the trial judge last week they still want how they spent Brazos County money kept secret. According to attorney Robert Owen, who is appealing the conviction and punishment, says there is a wealth of confidential and privileged information
that necessarily reveals trial strategy and tactics of the trial defense team.
Owen was told to submit his arguments in writing by the first Friday in December. Prosecutors say they have found no legal opinions to keep the records confidential after a trial ends. Media organizations who want the records released were also invited to file written arguments. One of the main marketing campaigns of the Convention and Visitors Bureau is drawing visitors to the Twin Cities for overnight trips during the holidays. CVB President Shannon Overby says a key is for local organizations to let them know about their Thanksgiving and Christmas events.
It's the music at the churches or the theatrical, you know, productions or other light displays in our community. So we certainly want to help publicize all of them.
Overby says events can be submitted for free by going online to visitaguiland.com. Exhibits at the Bush Library and Museum include celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The landmark legislation is also the subject of a panel discussion Thursday evening. Director Warren Finch says key players in the development of the ADA will be participating.
Boyden Gray, who was general counsel's office and kind of helped get the legislation written and passed through Congress. And then Lex Frieden, who was in an automobile accident shortly after he graduated from high school and kind of was part of the grassroots effort to get this legislation written and also passed.
There's no admission charge, but you're asked to contact the museum to make a reservation to attend Thursday's forum, which starts at 7. WTAW News Time, now 8:09. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news on the way at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that starting March 1st, your registration will serve as a combined proof of inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. You could do that at our Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryant Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Ben Hardiman, candidate for Bryan City Council Place 5, has successfully run his own companies in District 5 for 46 years. Ben Hardiman has served twice before on the Bryan City Council and contributed countless hours as a volunteer for the city and nonprofit organizations, including heading up the restoration of the Queen Theater in downtown Bryan.
I ask for your support and your vote during early voting starting on October 19th or on Election Day, November 3rd.
Paid for by the Ben Hardiman Campaign. Nancy Hardiman, Treasurer.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
There you go, it's 810. Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do the weather, brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure will continue to build across the local area, resulting in sunshine. We certainly need some dry weather. Temperatures will be 75 to 80 today. It'll be generally clear overnight. Lows will drop down to 55 to 60. More sunshine for tomorrow. Highs tomorrow afternoon are going to be 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 60 degrees. Sunshine Wednesday, temperatures will warm up once again to about 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So you had brought me some information as far as precipitation in College Station. Do we have the October total?
Well, I thought that's what I handed you.
Well,
or is it just historical?
Oh, there it is.
Ranking.
There it is. Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, it was 8.8 inches. 8.8 inches. That's 1, 2, 3. I love counting on the radio. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's the ninth wettest October ever.
Wow.
Now,
and we
but
did most
we
of
hadn't
it
had, yeah, we hadn't had anything since like July.
No, we hadn't, which is kind of
anything
interesting.
Of consequence.
Yeah, so 8.81 inches officially, but that is almost 10 inches under the all-time wettest.
Oh, when
we
was
had
that?
18 inches of rain in 1994 during the month of October.
Oh.
Now, for the year, we're at 45.26 inches as we begin November. 45.2. So that's above normal. Normal is, we need to be at about, I think it says here, about 30 inches. And we're at 45. Can that be right? Are we 15 inches above now?
And I wonder, because just before this recent round of rains, it said we were back into various levels of drought.
Right. Well, if I'm reading this precipitation in inches chart correctly from the College Station climate data, it does show us at 45.26 inches for the year, and that puts us above normal. So that's fine. We'll take it. We'll take it. Any of that stuff.
Getting the historical weather now.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Yeah, okay. Because, yeah, it looks like about 33 inches is normally what we should have. And so there. Okay. How fun.
It's squishy out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm really glad I mowed Thursday.
Yeah, wow. See, that's the other thing. That means I got to mow this week then. Yeah, because we're out there with your little...
good luck until Wednesday.
Your squirrel-powered push mower, right?
Rotary mower.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you. My grass loves me for it.
Well, I understand.
It's the best haircut you can give your grass.
Yeah, you know it. Did you put talcum powder on its neck when you're finished?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Video is making the... a video making the round showing a classy mom stealing candy from a home on Halloween night.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Residents of the house left a bag of candy on the porch with a note asking trick-or-treaters to help themselves but to be considerate. In the video, the mom approaches the home with the two kids, then snatches every last bit of candy before fleeing the scene. Unclear where the incident took place. It picked up 2 million views on YouTube. I hope somebody can ID her. That'd be good. Halloween got a little bit out of hand. Peoria, Arizona, giant inflatable pumpkin broke loose from a sales event. Man. And bounced down a busy road right into the intersection. By the time they were able to wrangle the renegade jack-o'-lantern, love that, weighed 350 pounds, by the way. It's 25 feet tall. It had traveled at least a quarter of a mile. A spokesman for Big AZ Promotions, that's the owner of the pumpkin, said, "I was so shocked to see it was bouncing like a basketball all the way down the road." Yeah, well, nobody was injured, which is good, but it did do damage to some streetlights, city officials blaming high winds. No, what they're going to do is they're going to blame Big AZ Promotions, and they're going to pay for it.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can mention the winds as being contributory, but that's it.
And if you thought ghosts and goblins were your biggest problem, the weather for trick-or-treaters in Phoenix made a bit of a problem. Rattlesnakes. Despite the cooler temps at night, people were advised to use flashlights and not walk on lawns to avoid where the snakes might be curled up. Yeah, no kidding. One expert said they had a few snake bites just last week. Didn't say anything about Halloween night, though. Yeah, that's the real deal right there. You might want to be concerned about that. Newspaper industry, things are going well. Philadelphia Inquirer and their sister paper, The Daily News, which is interesting. Two newspapers in the size of Philadelphia, which is just a little bit smaller than Houston, I think. They battle back and forth. Fourth or fifth largest. Anyway, Freedom Communications says that, Philadelphia Inquirer says that they will now combine their newsrooms with Philly.com. Layoffs are due. Paper will save millions of dollars. And Freedom Communications, who's the owner of the Orange County Register out in California, which is a pretty big newspaper, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection yesterday. Did that on Sunday. Current management of the paper told the Wall Street Journal they're going to make a profit this year, but the previous owners had put them in such bad financial conditions that it's going to take them a while to get out of that. So there. All right, this came out, I guess, I don't know, Friday or Sunday, you know, in the data dump where nobody notices. The new NASA study says that Antarctica is actually gaining ice. Gaining ice.
Yes. I saw that.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to remember it. You're supposed to forget that. Because I got another story over here that says the hole over the Arctic is bigger than it's ever been. So anyway.
Well, if you read that article, someone pointed out because they said the ice is growing, which is contributing to a decrease in the oceans, yet the oceans are rising. Why the discrepancy?
Right.
Well, I don't know the answer. I don't presume to know the answer, but all I can say is that it flies in the face of settled science. There's nothing settled about any of this, quote, science.
Oh, are you sure?
Oh, I'm certain.
We're all supposed to nod in agreement.
Yeah, please do.
Through sheer mass, the surprising findings challenge that climate change research that says that the Earth's southernmost continent is losing ice, land ice overall. The joint research from NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center and the University of Maryland and an engineering firm found that the ice sheet had a gain of about 112 billion tons of ice each year from the years between 1992 and 2001, and the gain had slowed down to 82 billion tons of ice. Excuse me, the gain had slowed down. Okay, still gaining. Christian Science Monitor says climate scientists are not celebrating yet. Man, you know they're gonna do everything they can to
find
it.
That's right in line with government. They talk about saving money because they decreased the amount that they were going to increase.
Exactly. Spending. They have to pat themselves on the back over that, right. Yeah. Anyway, they're gonna poke around and see if they can poke some holes into that. In the meantime, the Earth just opened up and swallowed part of a mountain in Wyoming.
The
opening has been named the Gash by locals. Suddenly emerged on a ranch in the Bighorn Mountains in Wyoming over a 2-week period.
That's quick in geologic time.
That's like a light speed. The gash has grown to 150 feet wide, more than 1,200 feet long. Newsweek says the gash was likely formed when a spring dissolved the earth below a caprock. In other words, it just finally got to the tipping point. That's harder rock that sits above, of course, the softer type of rock that we normally see. The loss of the soil underneath caused the caprock to splinter and sink. Geologists say it's sort of like a slow-moving landslide, but again, pretty quick in terms of the Earth's changing.
It's really neat.
And that means the gash picture. Could I'm say again?
It's really neat if you find that picture.
Okay,
pretty nifty.
You could probably like do the gash on YouTube and you could find it, or just on the internet. And so
make
sure
to add Wyoming just to keep things safe.
Oh yeah, that's probably right. There's no telling what you could get. Anyway, the gash could continue to grow as long as there's room for it to move. So we'll see. It'll move along the caprock as it disintegrates. Speaking of ice and such, there is some place that the ice won't be, and that's in a theater on Broadway. Al Pacino is in a new Broadway show. It's called China Doll. David Mamet wrote it. Cell phones went off at least 15 times in the performance last week. He ignored them. That's fine. But the Page Six gossip column says now the new show has told all bartenders that they must not put any ice in drinks being served in most of the theaters because it's too much racket in the plastic cup.
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Yeah. Well, people shaking it to get that last little driplet of.
Well, when you spend $37,
I was going to say that's true. When the drink is that expensive, you probably ought to be able to do that. And comes now the story of Renee Elizabeth Tarbuck. She's 34 and a bikini model in Australia. Yeah, I know. She was arrested at a shopping center. Police cuffed her, put her in the police car, and went out to retrieve her little show dogs that had run out into the traffic. Now, while they're out doing that, Renee slid her legs through her arms and got them in front of her, and then managed to slide her body out of the window of the police car. She ran to her car, drove away. She was so cocky about escaping the police. Of course, she posted pictures of herself on Facebook with the cuffs on. Sent them to who she thought was a friend. Well, friend sent them to the police. And Renee was eventually recaptured.
Friend would be aiding and abetting.
That's right. Recaptured and charged with stealing a pair of handcuffs, escaping lawful custody, pled guilty to trafficking ecstasy from her home. Okay. Once again, Renee Elizabeth Tarbuck, a wonderfully flexible young lady, but nonetheless. And maybe this is our last Halloween story, but who thought it would be a good idea to dress up as a suicide bomber and a trick-or-treat
so
at Fort Bragg in North Carolina?
Stupid.
No. Somebody actually thought that would be a good idea. Obviously, the costume was good enough to trigger an emergency response. Gate was cleared. Bomb disposal team was called in. The soldier, for the time being, has not been identified. I don't know. Did he talk to a friend? Was he just voices in his head? I mean, what was he doing that made him think that that would be a good idea at Fort Bragg? But nonetheless, a Halloween he'll always remember.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
I'm Bruce Johnson with your Money Now. Payment processor Visa Incorporated has reported a 41% rise in fiscal fourth quarter earnings, helped by lower legal expenses and higher payment processing volumes on the company's namesake network. The earnings announcement came as Visa disclosed plans to buy Visa Europe in a deal that could be worth more than $23 billion. Church & Dwight reported better-than-expected third-quarter results as the maker of brands such as Arm & Hammer and Orajel continue to benefit from improved pricing and volume growth. Futures are up. Back on Friday, the major indices were down. The Dow Jones Industrials were off 92 points, finishing at 17,663. And there are two significant economic reports out today. The Institute for Supply Management will release its manufacturing index for October, and the Commerce Department will report on construction spending for September. Again, futures are up, and that's your Money Now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
I know you've heard the IRS has the right to freeze your assets, garnish your wages. Good news is they can also give you a way out called the Fresh Start Initiative, a tax debt compromise program designed to save you serious money. Optima is the nation's leading tax resolution firm, over 300 professionals to help ensure you pay the minimum, not a penny more. Thousands call every month. You can call right now. Optima. That's Latin for cut me some slack.
Call 800-295-2867. 800-295-2867.
Optima Tax Relief.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
Okay, guys, I know you've heard me talking about Restore MX, the ED supplement from the Activate company, and I'm sure that many of you are wondering if it really works. Okay, you know, that's a fair question, and I have got the answer. The folks at Activate tell me that virtually 97% of the men who order Restore MX reorder time after time. Now, that can only mean one thing. It works. Men are getting the results they want, or believe me, they wouldn't order another round of it. It's a non-drug, all-natural supplement that really works. Time to be your old self again? Time to be the man you used to be? Find out more at myactivate.com. Or you can call them toll-free at 800-465-4411, and they'll send you free information. Remember, like all Activate products, it's 100% guaranteed. It must work for you or your money back, no questions asked. 800-465-4411 or myactivate.com. I'm going to thank the good Lord today, and I know you will join me, because we here in America just don't have to put up with much of what the rest of the world has to endure. While our medical costs are outrageously high, we don't have rampant diseases running amok in our population either. But there are places in the world that still do. SARS in China recently caused the country to nearly cut itself off from the rest of the world. Today, in parts of Africa, it's estimated that as much as 40% of the population has been exposed to the HIV virus. And there was that country with the cholera epidemic. Not once, but twice. 10,000 of its citizens lost their lives to it the first time, and over 5,000 the second time around. And then there was the yellow fever epidemic that killed over 2,000 people before they could get that stopped. The plague moved out of China and took nearly 2,000 people too early in their lives. Spanish influenza hit next with an astounding force, and nearly 3 out of 5 people were affected. 1 in 5 died. And that doesn't even count the smallpox epidemic that took out 10,000 of its citizens. Encephalitis got about 1,000 more. Infantile paralysis, over 25,000 cases. Asian flu killed nearly 7,000, and well, I don't know about you, but I sure am glad we live in America and don't have to put up with those kind of numbers. Well, not anymore, anyway. It's a little-known fact that every statistic I just told you was not some faraway nation in Africa or Asia, but right here in the good old USA. And all of this just since our independence, too. We haven't always been the good, clean, safe USA. We have had our problems. But let's also remember one more thing while we learn this little lesson. We don't have to suffer with those kinds of numbers anymore because our citizens, our people, worked and worked and worked to make this country safe from such things. Yes, we have the highest and best medical facilities in the world, but believe me, without a hard-working, prosperous population, we wouldn't have it. It takes money, ambition, and talent. And we've been blessed in America. We've been blessed with some of the best, hardest working citizens in the world. And I think that we should all just keep that in mind from time to time.
Ah, the holidays. We know it can be a hectic time of the year. Well, the entire staff at Molly Maid is here to help make them easier. Whether it's helping you prepare for house guests or cleaning up the mess afterward, we'll make your holidays stress-free so you can kick back, relax, and enjoy them. Visit us at mollymaid.com to learn more. Or better yet, call us now at 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Molly Maid. We're made for this.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Aggie football got a 35-28 win over South Carolina last Saturday. The team now 6-2, and they have become bowl eligible for the sixth straight year. Texas A&M has made 36 bowl trips in its history and have an FBS best four bowl wins in the last four seasons. The Aggies remain undefeated in two games against the Gamecocks, winning last year and again this year, 35-28. Coach's radio shows tomorrow night at Rudy's Barbecue, Harvey Road here in College Station. It's on the air at 7 o'clock over many of these same stations. The Aggies now getting ready for Auburn. We'll play them at Kyle Field this coming Saturday. That game will kick at 6:30 at Kyle. We'll have the broadcast at 5:30. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
When it comes to getting the right part to fix your equipment, look no further than Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. It doesn't matter if you drive green, blue, new, or old. We carry everything from genuine John Deere OE parts to John Deere reman to aftermarket alternatives. That means you can always count on us to have the right part to fit your machine. Come in today to experience the value of choice and always get the right part to fit your needs. Visit the Sioux Falls Prater Equipment nearest you or online at cptractor.com.
Kim Commando here with some extra money for you during the holidays. You may have heard Amazon is now hiring 100,000 holiday workers at its fulfillment centers across the country. Fulfillment centers are the 50 giant, highly automated Amazon warehouse shipping centers. They contain all inventory for this, the world's largest retailer. These 100,000 will be men and women of all ages, races, and backgrounds. But if you want to be one of them, you have to apply. And landing the job is no cakewalk. You must be at least 18, have a high school diploma or equivalent, willing to work all shifts, because Santa never sleeps. English is a must, but more than all this, you must read up and learn everything you can about how Amazon works. If it doesn't excite you, they don't want you. Amazon's motto is work hard, have fun, make history. And they tell you up front, they're really picky. Believe me, they can afford to be. Start at Amazon's website, AmazonFulfillmentCareers.com. And get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Are you looking for a way to earn great money when you want, on your schedule? Here's an excellent opportunity I recommend that'll start putting money in your pocket ASAP, driving with Uber. Uber's that popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. Well, I've taken Uber a bunch of times. I love them. And the drivers have some great stories to tell. They totally love being their own boss. I'm a huge fan of that. They're earning great money whenever they want, completely on their schedule. Driving with Uber levels the playing field for everyone. This type of opportunity is absolutely perfect for parents, teachers, students, for anyone who needs flexibility working around busy family schedules. And of course, they really love the extra cash they earn driving with Uber. You already have a car and a license. Put them both to work for you and start earning serious, life-changing money today. Sign up to Drive with Uber. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com, drivewithuber.com, drivewithuber.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News time is 8:34. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. College Station police arrested four Houston men accused of 13 home burglaries over the last 2 months, where more than $1 million of jewelry was taken.
According to the arrest report, the group struck homes between William D. Fitch and Rock Prairie Road on Wednesdays and Fridays between 10:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. Video surveillance showed they used two SUVs, one on patrol as a lookout and the other that parked near a victim's home. The arrest followed a high-speed chase with one of the SUVs in the rain Friday morning. That ended in a crash at Welburn Road and Greens Prairie Trail. Second suspect vehicle, which was located in the parking lot of College Station Medical Center, contained glass from a window that was broken to gain entry into a house that morning. According to a police department memo to local judges, the group's also accused of numerous burglaries targeting College Station's Indian and Asian communities 2 years ago. The group, three of who have ties to the South American country of Colombia, are held on bonds of $250,000 each. One of them is also being held for immigration authorities. Their identities and mugshots are on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Halloween business for College Station police included investigating a large party that ended with gunfire. Officers were called to a home on Kenyon Court near Holloman South and Kane on a report of a fight involving at least 40 people over inappropriate remarks made to multiple women. One man who told police he was threatened by another man with a golf club got his gun out of his vehicle and fired one round into the air. A CSPD news release described the shooter as a victim in fear for his safety and was not arrested. The man with the golf club, described by police as the suspect because he was part of a group that initiated the fight, drove away before officers arrived. More information about the suspect is online at WTAW.com. College Station police also took 15 reports of burglaries that included one home and five vehicles on Bardell Court, a cul-de-sac off Southwest Parkway, two blocks from South Knoll Elementary. Six other homes and three other vehicles were also hit on Saturday and Sunday. A Bryan man found guilty of a murder in September 2013 has been sentenced to 40 years. That sentence given to 41-year-old Sosimo Gonzalez followed a 3.5 hours of deliberation by a Brazos County District Court jury that went into early Friday evening. The jury also handed down a $10,000 fine. Defense lawyers requested the lower end of the prison range, which was 5 years. Prosecutors sought 50 years to life. According to the arrest report, Gonzalez shot Andres Tula Penalosa of Bryan in the parking lot of a Bryan apartment complex after they exchanged words at a College Station nightclub. This Wednesday marks 4 weeks since a Brazos County District Court jury decided on the death penalty after finding Gabriel Hall guilty of capital murder. Local media organizations have asked the trial judge to release records that have been closed to the public of the details of expenses incurred by Hall's defense team. Prosecutors know of no legal precedent to keep the information confidential, but Hall's lawyers want to keep the record sealed. Attorney Robert Owen was just appointed to appeal Hall's conviction and punishment.
One good reason for the court to not disturb the order at this time is that if the news media wants this open, then they have lawyers and they can bring something to court and they will have to make some kind of showing and carry a burden for why the record should be unsealed.
Owen said during a hearing last week there is, among other things, information about trial strategy that should be kept away from the media and the district attorney's office.
And as the court's aware, the only reason that Mr. Hall was required to share that information with the court and did so in confidence, according to Texas statute, was because he is an indigent person and needed to do that in order to get necessary resources for his defense.
Owen was directed to file written arguments by the first Friday in December. Prosecutors also expected to submit arguments, and the judge invited media organizations to do the same. North of Beaumont in the town of Lumberton, law enforcement received assistance from a local newspaper.
David Lisenby with the Lumberton Ledger printed an ad in August for free asking drug dealers to narc on their competition. It was meant to be cut out, filled in, and mailed anonymously to the police.
And then about a month later, we ran another ad that was directed more toward the user. Have you been ripped off by your drug dealer? If so, we can enact justice for you for free.
He says a lot of people thought it was funny, and he says the cops got a few leads. No arrests have been made yet. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Those in charge of holiday events in the Twin Cities have a free promotional vehicle through the Convention and Visitors Bureau. CVB President Shannon Overby says it helps bring hotel business by combining local events with seasonal attractions.
I know Santa's Wonderland gets a huge number of people from Houston that drive up to see the lights, and then they sometimes drive home. Our big thing is to push to have them, give them a reason to stay a night, spend a night, and do some more things while they're here the next day.
Other than December graduation at Texas A&M, Overby says they're looking to fill hotel rooms during the rest of the holidays.
We're doing a huge push on all events that are going on during the holiday season. So where we pull that information from is from our calendar of events on our website. It's free for anybody to post their events on there. It usually takes about 24 hours to go through kind of a vetting process and be uploaded.
The CVB's website is visitaggieland.com. Three key players in the development of the Americans with Disabilities Act, which was signed by President George H.W. Bush 25 years ago, will be speaking at the Bush Library and Museum Thursday evening. Director Warren Finch says the panel discussion includes a world-renowned paleontologist who impacted the president as a 9-year-old.
Larissa DeSantis, she was, in 1989, the epilepsy poster child, and she visited President Bush in the Oval Office. And at the very end of the visit, he says to her, write to me and let me know how you're doing. She said she always kind of regretted not writing President Bush that letter. And so from the stage, she's going to read that letter to President Bush.
Thursday's program starts at 7. There's no admission, but reservations are requested by contacting the museum. A 25th anniversary ADA exhibit remains on display in the museum's rotunda through January. WTAW News time is 8:40. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Awards and More. More local news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Norman G. Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normangtractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
There you go,
nobody.
8:43, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, two-way radios, paging service and two-way radios. That's Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Still got some fog out there. I just looked out the window. I don't know if you heard that or not. Anyway, it's kind of weird weather that we're having here. There's a little bit of fog stuff going on. And again, temps will be pretty okay. High temperature today will be in the upper 70s. We have northerly winds, which makes it feel all right. They'll calm down a little bit later on this morning. We'll be southeast tonight. We'll be down around 58 tonight and about 60 for tomorrow night. Now, again, a 20% chance of rain Wednesday night. It's 60% on Thursday and Thursday night. And right now they're telling us Friday as well. Then Friday night and Saturday, 70% chance of showers. And the football game is Saturday night now, and there'll
correct.
Be a 40% chance of showers. Again, that's the way the numbers stack up now. Always subject to change. And with that, happy 40th birthday to...
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scott,
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning.
This makes me feel really old.
Yeah.
Galileo.
All right, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody turned 40 on Halloween. Brian May told the BBC that there was never a demo for the song.
He said one take?
It was all in Freddie's head.
Oh, yeah.
And lots of pieces, little pieces of paper, which they used to make notes on. He said, and I mean notes. He would put down A flat, C sharp, D flat in little blocks. And as for the guitar riff that we know in the middle of the song, he said that was all Freddie, too. He said there was something that he played with his left hand in the octaves of the piano, so I had that as a guide. It's very hard to do because Freddie's piano playing was exceptional. And now, as far as Wayne's World, he talked about that. And he said that Freddie got the chance to approve Bohemian Rhapsody being in Wayne's World.
Which is how I know that song.
Yeah, of course. That's the way a lot of people do.
Sure.
Mike Myers called him and asked for permission. He sent over a VHS of the sequence, and Freddie was already pretty sick by then. He was already in bed, but he saw it. He loved it. He said, you know, that when Brian May said, that's actually the kind of thing he used to do, that they would drive down the road bouncing along singing to music, which is, you know, kind of fun.
Sure.
Yeah. So there you go.
I think this is a documentary I watched a year or two ago. I saw how the song was made.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's in two parts. All I searched was, how was Bohemian Rhapsody, and it completed it written. And there's a YouTube link for part one.
It was actually known as a different song, though. It was going to be called the Cowboy Song.
Oh, really?
The Cowboy Song?
Like, hang on just a second. I just 2 seconds looked at it. Talk amongst yourselves.
This documentary was amazing. Just how Freddie went through and laid each track himself, and it never had a metronome.
It's oh, really?
Perfect drumming and synchronization.
Oh, wow!
Holy
wow,
cow!
Wow! That's anyway. It is. It's a pretty interesting little song out there. So glad that worked. Oh, and then Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift. We haven't done when's the last time we did a Taylor Swift story?
While.
It's been so
Come
long. Yeah. Taylor Swift dressed up like Olaf on Saturday night in Tampa. She came on stage dressed like the snowman.
Olaf.
Yeah, isn't that his name?
Yes.
That's, what's her name? Menzel. Adina Menzel,
she's
is that her name?
She's the one that sang it originally.
Yeah, she's on stage with her singing it. It doesn't sound as good. Anyway. So they sang "Let It Go." This is the finale of her North American tour, 1989. I know, I'm so sorry. She heads now to China and Australia to wrap up in December. I was going to wait till the hook, but yeah, we don't need to hear that. 97-year-old Margaret Tomes Bekma finally was able to put that mortarboard on and fulfill her lifelong dream. Did I mention she's 97? In front of friends who are younger than her and family. School administrators at the Catholic Central High School in Grand Rapids, Michigan, presented her with a diploma. She would have graduated with her class in 1936, but she left during her junior year to care for her three younger siblings because her mom was ill. She said that leaving school at the age of 17 broke her heart. She was thankful to get the recognition. 97 and got her high school degree. That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Just ahead of Bravo Brazos Valley with Tom Turbyville. It's my pleasure, my honor. Listen to that. Yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah.
He's the boss.
Yeah.
He's the man.
And it's his birthday.
Yay!
Yeah.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
And because I have love of the staff, just leave the mic up.
All right, okay. I will.
Because I have the love of the staff, and I know about the love of the staff here. Since it's my birthday, I brought my own damn donuts.
Oh, did
there.
You?
So there.
It's a Donut Monday.
It's Donut Monday because God. I turned old.
Let me see. So you can officially use an iPhone now.
Yeah.
Now
he overheard me saying iPhones are only used by children and senior citizens.
Let me see. Now,
I wandered in and said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "What do you got in your pocket?" I said, "I don't know. It could be anything."
Yeah,
I'm pretty hip and cool.
So you share a birthday with Maxine Nightingale?
Oh well, of course.
Maxine,
Earl's long lost daughter.
Maxine is 63. She's the one who did Nightlife and all that stuff. Stephanie Powers is born on this.
Stephanie Powers. She was hot.
Michael Buffer.
Who's that?
Let's get ready to rumble.
That guy? Oh, that guy. Yeah. Don't say that. Yeah, not, we have
yeah,
to pay
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's right.
Now only if you play him doing it.
And then just, no. Oh, no.
No.
No, no,
no, no,
you are very wrong, big guy.
Just use it. Yeah, just use it.
If you use it, it's $50,000.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. If you stand in the middle of a radio station and yell it and his lawyers catch you, you're in big trouble.
Yeah. And the other two people you share a birthday with would be Sherry Height.
Oh, great. And the Height Report.
And Katie Lang. So.
This just keeps getting better and better. Yeah. Well, if you're only as old as you feel today, I'm 108 years old.
All right, happy birthday!
Looking for a place with unique atmosphere and wine on tap? Join us at the Wine Bar at Messina Hoff Winery for all this and more. Come by this Friday and experience a moonlit tour. The Wine Bar at Messina Hoff Winery. Find us on Facebook or at messinahoff.com.
Show me a sign. Build me a banner. CZ Creations is known for full-color indoor and outdoor signs, banners, vehicle wraps, and graphics. Wall wraps, too, of all sizes, shapes, and colors. The experienced staff of custom designers at CZ Creations will amaze you with their creativity and productivity. If your business, event, church, or school needs that added punch of excitement, custom-made especially for you, shop CZ Creations. From temporary to permanent signage needs, CZ Creations is your trusted sign source. CZCreationsUSA.com.
Did you know that this Bryan Broadcasting family of stations of ours broadcast the high school football games of 7 different schools? Yeah, we do. Bryan, Rudder, Consol, College Station, Navasota, Buffalo now, and the St. Joseph Eagles. This Bravo is not about football, but it is about that last one I mentioned, St. Joseph Catholic School. It certainly takes its place among the excellent schools we have in the Brazos Valley. It is unique. It's a faith-based education. For 30 years now, it's been under the guidance and the direction of Father John McCaffrey. Jim Reich is the principal of St. Joseph Elementary School, and he tells us that just last month, the school honored Monsignor for those 3 decades.
He absolutely loves being with the kids, and so we felt it was only appropriate that we have a Mass, and he celebrated the Mass. We said a couple kind words about him, and we presented him with a picture. It's really a collage with all the kids. We had some older pictures in there, but it's throughout the course of at least the past 8 to 10 years. He started what was a single building, is now stretched over 3 different campuses.
Now, Jim's a former student at St. Joseph, so it's been pretty much his life.
They gave me so much, and they made me who I am today. And a big part of that was Monsignor. When I finally was at the point in my life where I wanted to get an education and, you know, I was looking for a position, and I saw that St. Joseph was needing a history teacher, so I came sprinting. I couldn't get here fast enough.
Blake Evans is a former coach. He's the secondary campus principal at St. Joseph, which means that he's the guy in charge of not just junior high kids, but high school, too. That's right. It's 6 through 12.
It's really unique. You walk down in the morning and you're visiting with a sixth grader about their problems during the day, and then you walk out that glass door and go to the other side and you're dealing with a senior in high school. It makes for a very interesting day, I can say that. But it's one of the things I love most about the job is you go down there and the junior high kids, they make me laugh all day long. So I spend most of my time down there just watching them walk down the hall because they're still in the awkward stage of their life. But it can be a challenge sometimes, but it's actually really one of the funnest parts of the job.
One reason Blake Evans has so much passion for his job is because of the great support he gets from his faculty and his staff.
It's a sacrifice to work in a Catholic school. We don't always make the same amount of money that some of the other school districts pay, but the teachers that are here do it for the reason that, you know, they love the kids here and they want to teach here. And being in a faith-based, particularly Catholic school, is one of the sacrifices our teachers make to work here rather than go somewhere where they could actually make more money.
You know, we talked about how St. Joseph provides a faith-based experience. Well, Jim Reich is proud to talk about that. He knows all about it.
We really want to provide them with the truth. And it starts, like you said, it starts at the elementary age, and it's giving them the fundamentals, establishing a foundation, and then every single year they build on it. And then when they get into high school, they're really going to really go deep into the Catholic faith, because our ultimate goal is, number one, to get them to heaven and make saints out of them. And we want them to be able to know the truth, but also be able to make the decisions to be able to determine what is right and what is wrong.
Our schools in the Brazos Valley will be a favorite topic of BBV, I promise. But today it was St. Joseph Catholic School. I'm Tom Turbeville.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley for Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, voted the best of the Brazos for 2015.
Moving families, a Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors tradition. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, property experts at selling lifestyles. Just a corner away from Aggieland, above the rest. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, 846-8400. A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Celebrate the harvest with a full day of outdoor fun. Bring your family to the Harvest Festival at Royalty Pecan Farms, Saturday, November 14th. It's acres and acres of games, food vendors, holiday gift ideas, and there's no admission charge. Enjoy the popular farm tour and a day of fall fun just west of Bryan on Highway 21 at the Brazos River. Celebrate the new Royalty Pecan crop at the Harvest Festival, November 14th. Fall fun for the whole family. Brought to you in part by Party Time Rentals, Novosat Enterprises, and LKL Insurance.
Win a new car or a scholarship.
Sign up at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is 4 minutes till. So Ben, did you see a movie this weekend?
No, I didn't.
Because I actually almost went to see a movie.
Almost.
Haven't gone yet.
What were you going to see?
Bridges Spies.
Crimson Hill?
No, Bridges Spies.
Oh,
Bridges
Spies. It's a wonderful. Bridge of Spies is an absolute great movie.
I hear
movie.
It is. Well, I wanted to see the Sandra Bullock movie, but apparently that got a 3.
You would be the only one in there.
Yeah, they got a 3. So
did it really get a 3? Is it really that low?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I don't know. And it's got Sandra Bullock in it. That ought to be worth 5 points all by itself, shouldn't it?
That's just impossible. It can't be.
I want to go see The Truth, you know, because I want to be enraged. I want to rip up on it.
I think I could be dangerous around breakable objects. Because it's just going to be a complete whitewash of the whole thing.
Hey, I'm going to do this while the general manager's in the studio.
Okay.
Plausible deniability.
That's right. A petition asking Barbara Walters to have Raven.
To shut up and sit down.
Raven Simone, is that her
Simone.
Name?
Oh.
Raven Simone, God. Removed Brief. From The View. Posted on change.org, the petition, started by Chi Scott Heron from the UK, says that Raven Simone has been spouting her ignorant and self-hating spiel on The View for long enough.
Yes, let's see. We've got hate, and what else have we got in there? Everything else?
Well, wait, we're not done. Okay. And ignorance on her part. Okay. For long enough, she has been stating that she wouldn't hire somebody for having a ghetto name to openly complaining about reverse racism, and the final straw was her comment about the recent viral video of the school police officer assaulting the student where Raven Simone said, "Get off your phone in school then."
Well,
African Americans and black people around this need to voice their representation of their views, and it should not be the voice of a person such as her talking about what white people want to say. We need strong black role models in prominent positions on television, and Raven Simone cannot provide that. That is why I ask we petition to have her removed. Well, the very idea she would tell that girl to get off the phone. I mean, after all.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, I know.
Pronounced harumph.
Yeah.
Harumph, harumph, harumph.
So who are we going to have? Oh, never mind.
Hey, when was the last time anyone petitioned anything to do with The View?
Yeah, that's true. They're just glad to be on the front page. The Weather Channel announced they are selling...
Speaking of the...
Yeah, really. Well, that's what I mean. Have you watched The Weather Channel lately? Because it's different. There's no doubt.
No.
You can tell that they're obviously in a death spiral. The Weather Channel announced that it is selling all of its websites to IBM.
What?
Just telling you.
Okay, first of all, all of its websites, than theweatherchannel.com?
I don't know.
Well, the most impossible to navigate website in America?
Oh, no joke.
But have you seen, now they've got Weather Underground on the Weather Channel.
Which, oh, really?
Yeah, they do a 30-minute show. I saw it early Saturday morning, and there's a guy who looks like he's sitting in his dorm room, okay? I mean, he's got stuff hanging on the wall. He's got his feet leaned back.
But who do you want predicting your weather, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's where I go for the historical information because it's really easy to navigate.
It is.
Wonderground.com with a U.
Exactly. Well, anyway, that's what they have posted. Yeah. They do. They have Wonderground on the TV.
If you want an app that has the weather on it, you can either go to the Weather Channel and learn horrible words that your mother would spank you for using.
Yeah.
Or you can go to Weather Underground. Dusty turned me on to that this week.
Yeah.
And,
oh, really? You had not been there? Yeah.
Storm. It's a great website.
It is. They have a
great little app.
They do it the way that you should, and you actually come away with information in about one-tenth the time.
Yes.
Also a happy birthday today to KDKA in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yep. Cool.
This is when they did their election return.
When they signed that sucker on.
Yeah.
My birthday and radio were born the same day. It's true.
It's true.
You've seen the brick in my office? I've got a brick from the KDKA studio in my office.